Let's talk about football, and the FA's Disability Cup is back this summer and on our screens as well. Now, we have with us Paul Brackley from Brighton FC, and we have Charlotte Lloyd from British Blind Sport. Charlotte, you were at the FA Disability Cup last year. What was that like?
It was absolutely amazing, to be honest. It was my first experience of blind and partially sighted football, and it was great. We had really great weather, which obviously helps massively, but just to see kind of a full crowd, all the cameras there from BT Sport and all the players giving it their all, you know, it was a really, really competitive final. I went to the blind final and went to penalties, which is always exciting at a football match. So yeah, it was a really amazing experience and great to see so many people turn up to support.
I hate it when it goes to penalties. I always feel it's unfair if people lose. It's a terrible way to go out, isn't it? What was it like, you know, watching the game itself? Because I suppose there's still people out there who must think, you know, blind and partially sighted football. How does that even work?
It's a really physical game. I perhaps didn't realise it into the weekend, but it's very much a contact sport. And the players, you know, they're so skilled, so talented. So, yeah, it was amazing to see kind of athletes at the top of their game. You know, we had England internationals there. It was RNC Hereford last year who won it. When they lifted the trophy, it wasn't just the players that we'd seen on the pitch. It was everyone else that came out to lift the trophy and support. And you really did get that massive sense of community. And it wasn't just those players on the pitch that had won that trophy. It was everyone behind the scenes, their family, their friends. And it's like I said, it's a great atmosphere. And it gives you that buzz of wanting to get involved in sport. And the fact that it's covered on BT Sport as well, so it's accessible to everybody. You don't have to get down to St George's Park to watch it. I think the FA have got a 3-year deal with BT Sport to cover the FA Disability Cup, so it's not flash in the pan. You know, it's something that will be on our screens for years to come, which I think is brilliant. You know, it's the first event of its kind in the UK that is broadcast so accessibly, so I think that's great progress and exposure.
We also have with us Paul Brackley from Brighton FC. Paul, great news, the Disability Cup has come round again, and great news for Brighton as well.
We're really, really excited to be involved. So down here, Albion Community, we've actually been going for nearly 30 years as a charity, but throughout that time, and it's actually our 25th anniversary of our first ever disability football session that we ran down here. So it's a bit of a milestone year for us. But yeah, we've always been very, very committed to trying to make sure that we provide those really positive opportunities for people with a disability. And that's all types of disability as well. You know, obviously we're here talking about visual impairment, but we cover a huge range of different disabilities. And it's something we're really not just kind of invested in from a funding perspective, but we see it as a really critical part of what we do and what we can offer in the local community.
What kind of feedback do you get from people who perhaps come down and, you know, try out the sport for the first time? Because again, you know, we're still trying to encourage more people to get involved in disability football.
Luckily, we get really good feedback, which is always good. I mean, we've actually been running our blind team itself only started in October, and that's what I mean about sneaking in the back door for the FA Disability Cup. So we entered the Brian Aarons Cup competition in October, and it was our first ever set of fixtures, and we made it through to the final against RNC, who just happened to have won the league. So we qualified as runners-up in the cup for the Disability Cup. So we then taken the step of going into the league this season. But it's been a really, really positive experience. And I think it's one that reflects right across our programmes. You know, players feel really connected to us, to, you know, the sport. And it creates that real sense of purpose. And I think that's it. That comes through all the time in our feedback. And, you know, as much as the football is great and really important, what the biggest thing that we see and is reflected back to us all the time is that social aspect and being part of something, connecting with other people, you know, and obviously in the instance of our blind team, being connected to a team and teammates and that kind of stuff. That's the biggest bit.
We always think about maybe the physical benefits of playing football and training and things, but like you say, when you think about the social side of things, even the mental health side of things, you know, and also it can really always bring people out their shell, can't it, the game itself?
Yeah, absolutely. And particularly, you know, we're all aware of what's happened in the last couple of years or so. And I think, you know, all the things that you just highlighted there are things that become more and more of a challenge for lots of people. And sport, and obviously, you know, we're very biased, but football are great, great vehicles for encouraging people to be more active, to connect with other people, to socialise. And, you know, there's so much really positive evidence around physical activity supporting positive mental health and stuff. And it's become a really, really critical part of what we do throughout our kind of football programmes. And, you know, the more that we can do in that space, the better. And yeah, it's something we're always looking to build on.
It's going to be great as well that the guys being on BT Sport, because that really shows it to the world, you know, here these guys are, you know, they're professional players, they've made it to a tournament. Again, you know, it must be a great buzz for them and for the club.
Yeah, I think we're all a little bit shell-shocked by it, to be honest. Like I say, we kind of snuck in the back door a little bit, and we've got some players in there who literally only played their first ever competitive games in October, and now they're being, you know, showcased on BT Sport Live on national TV. So they are absolutely buzzing. Fortunately, we've got a few kind of wiser, more experienced players in there too to kind of counterbalance it. But I know even then that they're looking forward to, you know, that opportunity to get out there and really show what they're about.
And Charlotte, you know, the tickets are still available. It's going to be on TV. Remind us where and when it all takes place.
So it's going to be on the 11th and 12th of June. The blind final and the partially sighted final are both on the 11th of June. And you can get tickets from ticketline.co.uk/the FA Disability Cup. Or access it through the FA website as well. There's a link on there.
And audio described as well on BT Sport for the finals. Looking forward to that, Paul. Best of luck to the team and to Charlotte. Thanks to both of you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
Thanks.